Here they are again, Harry and Thelma Duff, Gerald and Phyllis Loder, next door friends and neighbors.
Quality, care, and craftsmanship. These have made Rembrandt van Rijn the masterpiece in cigarettes. Nothing else could achieve that perfect balance of flavor, aroma, and smoothness. Rembrandt van Rijn, each cigarette a masterpiece.
What's the Old Mutual doing in telecommunications? In shipbuilding, in breakfast food.
They're just some of the many industries in which the Old Mutual invests its policy owners' funds to earn profits for them.
When it comes to putting profit into your future through skilled investment, there's nothing like a financial plan from the Old Mutual.
One club. One diamond.
Oh, two spades.
What?
I said two spades.
But I said one club.
So?
It's your bid, Phyllis. Come on.
Someone at the door.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, I thought I did. Come, your bid, Phyllis.
Oh, blimey, Phyllis, say something, even if it's only goodbye.
four diamonds.
Oh, good, four, Phyllis, yes, very good.
Gerald, do you mind? You're not supposed to give your partner information like that.
No, you're not supposed to bang on the table leg either.
What do you mean?
I mean like this.
Four diamonds.
Yeah.
Three no trumps. Oh, that's Harry's knock. Come in, Harry. Oh, you're here already.
All right. All right, that's it. Now, I know they're fiddling. Get your coat on, Harry. We're going home.
Now, wait a minute, Thelma. Wait a minute. You haven't settled up yet.
Well, you know what they say. You can always get out by paying. Come on, how much?
Oh, now, let's see now. 3, 5, 8, 16. Now, let's carry one. Yes, now, let's see. Oh, 8, carry 6, 4, carry 2. Then it makes a grand total of 35 pence each.
It's a pleasure to pay. Here you are. And much good may it do you.
Yeah, just remember, Gerald, cheats never prosper.
I don't know what you are talking about, do you, Phyllis?
Oh, no, Gerald, I didn't cheat. I did exactly as you told me.
Exactly. Come on out.
Well, that was a sickening exhibition.
It's worse than sickening. It's unbelievable. My own sister and brother-in-law behaving underhand like that.
That's not what I'm talking about. The sickening exhibition was the way you played tonight. No wonder we lost.
Yeah, how do you mean?
Thelma, how many times have I told you that when I scratch the side of my nose, it means no trumps?
You know, Phyllis, we're getting quite good at bridge. I think we should enter a few tournaments.
Oh, I don't see why not, dear. The Loder Convention works very well.
Yes, just so long as you remember the basics.
Oh, well, I think I've got them now, Gerald. But I wish you could find some other way of telling me you want to play the hand in spades.
Why?
Oh, kicking my ankle like that doesn't do it a lot of good.
All art is suffering, Phyllis.
Yes, I know. What's that got to do with it, Gerald?
I don't know, but it sounded good. I read it in a book.
Oh, you're very well read, aren't you, Gerald?
Yes, well, I flatter myself that I'm very well aligned with modern thinking, you know. There isn't much stimulus round here, of course. Harry and Thelma aren't exactly mental heavyweights, are they?
Oh, no, Harry's certainly no match for you, dear. You can beat him at anything.
Yes. Ooh, That reminds me. He and Thelma are coming round tonight for a game of dominoes. Get them out. Let's start marking the backs.
Well, I'm surprised they're coming at all, after the way they flounced out of here last time.
Oh, that's all over. Harry told me he's sorry.
Oh?
Yes, he said he's sorry. He didn't thump me instead of paying me that 70 pence. Now he's coming round to try and get it back. Now, where's that double six? Here we are. Look, suppose I put a little nick in the corner.
Oh.
That'll do it. And a little bit of a ding on the backs of all the other sixes. Poor Harry won't know what's hit him tonight. Where's that six and five, Phyllis?
Oh, there you are, dear.
Yes.
What did you say to do that?
Now, let's see how many you can tell by looking at the backs, Phyllis.
All right.
Right. This one?
The double four.
Right. Oh. This one?
Two and one.
Right. Now, this one?
The five and three.
Oh, marvellous. Oh. And this?
The double blank.
That's it. Oh, dominoes is easy when you know how.
Oh, let's put them all away before Harry and Thelma get here.
Right, yes. I think we'd better double the stakes tonight.
Yes, all right.
Just to give Harry a chance to get on the right side.
Hello, you two.
Hello.
Well, no hard feelings about the other night, eh, Jerry, mate?
No, of course not, Harry.
No, life's too short to spend some of it fighting with your own flesh and blood, I always say.
Oh, I agree, Thelma. We were upset a little when you accused us of cheating, which we would never dream of. But we've decided to let bygones be bygones.
Well said, Phyllis. Relatives can't trust each other. Nobody can.
Right, Harry.
Right. We're going to have a quiet game of dominoes tonight, I believe.
That's right. We're all ready.
Yes, we finished them just in time.
Finished, what?
Oh, finished getting the sandwiches ready for later.
Yeah. Well, I feel like a bit of a gamble tonight. How about double the usual stakes?
Ooh, of course. More, if you like.
Four times the usual, then, all right?
Lovely. Let's sit down, then, and get at it. Phyllis, will you get the dominoes out?
No, don't bother, Phyllis.
Eh?
No. You don't need yours, Phyllis. We decided to bring our own.
Yes, but, I mean, really, it doesn't matter whose set we use in a game of skill, now, does it?
Harry, I do think that as the host, I should be allowed my choice of weapons. That is, to provide the dominoes.
Oh, now, Jim, let's use these. What does it matter? Besides, it'll save yours a bit of wear and tear. Now, shall I sit here?
Well, if you wish, Thelma, I'll sit opposite Gerald.
Well, sit where you like. It isn't bridge. He doesn't need to be able to get at your ankle.
I beg your pardon, Harry.
Oh, granted. Right, six each.
All right. Now, double six starts. You've got that, Harry.
How do you know?
Eh? How do you know that?
I said, then, there, you've got that, Harry, haven't you, eh? Have you?
Why, yes, so I have. There we are. Play to that, then.
I can't go.
No sixes? Oh, shame. Come on, your next cell. Bang one of your sixes down.
How do you know she's got any?
Well, she must have, mustn't she? If Phyllis hasn't. Come on, let's get on with it. Let's make this a real game of skill. That's 90 pence exactly, Gerald. Right, I've got change for a pound.
It'd be all right if I had a pound, but I haven't.
Well, never mind. Your credit's good. Till tomorrow.
Oh, I've got to hand it to you, Harry. You know how to play dominoes. It's uncanny the way you know where they all are.
Yes, uncanny.
Uncanny.
Well, I'm not bad at it, I must admit that.
I agree, Harry, you're not bad. You're downright wicked. I know why you brought your own dominoes.
Oh, we're back at that, are we? Accusations, is it?
That's the way you wish to interpret my remarks.
Well, there's no need to get nasty, Gerald.
And nobody asked you to interfere, Thelma.
Hey, watch it, mate. That's my wife you're addressing, you know. And what's more, she's a woman.
Well, we'll take your word for it.
Harry, thump him.
No, hang on, Bill. I've got to be careful. I mean, I might kill him. Now, I'll give you another chance, Gerald. Just button your lip.
I get the impression that you're trying to start a row, Harry.
Oh? And what if I am?
Well, now I know where I stand, that's all.
And what are you going to do about it?
Never you mind. Now I know where I stand. That's all I want to know. I'm just clearing the air.
Yes, I know. Well, how about we step outside for a minute then, eh?
No, that won't be necessary, just so long as I know where I stand.
Well, you can stand right where you are while I belt you on. Right.
Oh, all right. If you won't be satisfied short of violence, hold my jacket, Philip.
Oh, Gerald, do be careful. Don't hit him too hard.
No. Don't be daft, Phyllis. Harry could take him with one hand tied behind his back.
Well, do that then. Go on, tie him up. Then we'll see.
You'll be seeing stars in a minute, mate. Now, come on, come on.
All right, put your fist up.
But they are up.
Well, come on then. Make the first move. Come on. I'm waiting.
So am I.
Well, touch me once, that's all. Just once. Just once, and that'll be your lot. Now watch it. Watch
now
it.
Steady now, Jerry. Steady. I'm warning you.
One move, that's all. One move. I'll have you.
You want to fight then, do you?
Yes.
Right. Come on, then. Come on.
Oh, blimey, I'm going home.
Oh. Why, Thelma, you don't want to see Harry being put in his place, is that it?
No, I want to see some action. There's a better fight on tonight on the telly.
I bought a new Mazda the other day. It's a great new car, the people all say. It's got a rotary engine, goes round and round, instead of pistons that go up and down. My old engine goes. But my new Mazda goes.
Mazda Rotary. Just three basic moving parts. So reliable, it has an engine guarantee of 2 years or 40,000 kilometers. Go Mazda Rotary. Get ahead. Every General R280 radio has 364 little safety studs between its treads. The studs are there to brace and stabilize the treads and help stop them fidget under stress. And the fact that we've reduced the fidget in our treads explains why the General R280 brakes so well, corners so well, and has the longest possible life. General R280 radios. The long-living tires.
I'll get it, Gerald. You finish your fisting.
Thank you, Phyllis. I'm enjoying this one. I find two fish fingers a very satisfactory start to the day. Yeah. One of these days, I'd like to try them cooked.
There's quite a lot of post this morning, dear. Oh, this isn't for us. Oh, is this? Oh, no, this is that silly new postman.
Well, who are they for, then?
They're for next door, Harry and... Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Duff.
Those two. They're still living there, aren't they?
So I believe. Not that I'm interested. As long as they don't make a nuisance of themselves. What are we going to do about these letters for them?
Send them back, Mark, not known.
Oh, but Gerald, suppose they're important.
Well, odd luck. We can't go running around after the riff-raff of Blossom Avenue, can we?
You're quite right, I suppose, Gerald. I saw Mrs. Duff, in the supermarket the other day, and she looked right through me. I don't know why she has to be so stuck up. She was only a piggot before she was married, you know. Oh, so was I.
Ah, yes, but you married above your station, Phyllis. She didn't.
Must be very difficult for you at the factory, Gerald.
Oh, we executives don't have much contact with the workers, you know. I did run into Duff once the other day, though, when he was trying to beat me to the door to open it for the managing director.
Oh, did he say anything, Gerald?
Yes, he said, good morning, Duff.
Oh, no. Did your brother-in-law say anything to you, dear?
Yes, he said, out of my way, big head. The man's uncouth.
Oh, I'm still worried about these letters, though, Gerald. If that new postman delivered their letters here, he must have delivered ours there.
So I suppose he mightn't. Well, I just hope they'll have the decency to return them, that's all. What are they doing this morning?
I don't know, dear. I haven't looked yet.
He'll be stuffing himself with bacon and eggs as usual, I suppose. Apart from everything else, he's a glutton. Phyllis, why don't you put the focus back where it was after you've used my binoculars?
Oh, well, sorry, dear.
Now, let's see. Let's have a look. No. They've finished breakfast. There's nobody in the dining room. Hello? There's something funny, eh?
Oh, what is it, Gerald?
It's Harry looking across at us through a telescope.
Well, of all the nosy Parkers, if I was speaking to Thelma, I'd give her a piece of my mind.
Well, there's no individual freedom anymore.
No, not when Big Brother-in-law is always watching you. Perhaps we ought to send them a solicitor's letter, Gerald. That it frightens them.
I think you'd better send them a solicitor's letter, Harry. Peering into other people's houses through binoculars like that. Oh, it isn't decent.
Nah, no more than you'd expect of someone who cheats at cards, though.
Yeah. What about bricking up all the windows on that side of the house? Then they wouldn't be able to see in.
Make it a bit dark in here, though, wouldn't it? And what about us being able to look across at them? I mean, we've got to keep an eye on what they're doing, haven't we, after all?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, I don't know what to suggest, then.
If it's the postman come back to collect their letters, tell him I've chucked them on the fire. There was nothing worth reading in them anyway.
Oh, hello. I just dropped by to ask if you could let me have a cup of sugar.
Oh, blimey, what a game. What do you do with all the sugar you borrow? Are you running a sweet factory?
Yeah, don't be like that. Be neighbourly.
Neighbourly? Oh, with the neighbours we've got. Oh, well, come on in.
Ooh.
Where's your cup?
Oh, I thought you might lend me a cup, too.
Oh, Harry! It's Lord Nuffield.
What? Him again? Oh, yes, you're right.
You know, you make me feel as though I'm not wanted.
No, mate. You're too sensitive. That's your trouble.
I can always go next door, you know. Mr. and Mrs. Loader won't give me the cold shoulder.
Yeah, they won't give you any sugar either. All you'll get for nothing from that perishing pair is a mouthful.
Oh, we're having a bit of trouble, are we? I thought they were relatives.
Yeah, only by blood and marriage. As far as anything else goes, anybody can have them.
Oh, dear, aren't you speaking then?
Speaking? Ha! We're not even shouting at each other.
And I might tell you, that's putting a great strain on Thelma. And me, because I copped the lot. But what can you do with people who think nothing of squinting in through your windows through a pair of binoculars?
Well, build your fence up a bit higher.
Eh?
Yes, build your fence up so that they can't see in.
Yeah, well, but we want to be able to... we don't want to spoil our view.
Well, you wouldn't do. Your house is higher than theirs. If you built up your fence, they wouldn't be able to see you, but you'd be able to see them from your bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah, that's quite an idea, isn't it? Wait a minute. What makes you think we want to spy on them?
Well, that's what you got a telescope for, isn't it?
Are you? But, how do you know?
Because I've seen it through my telescope. I'm not as daft as I look, you know.
Yeah, well, anyway, here's your sugar. And be careful what you say. There's a microphone buried in it.
Hey? Oh, you're joking, aren't you? I know. I can tell. Well, goodbye for now. I'll bring the cup back sometime.
Yeah, he's more likely to come back and ask for the saucer.
Build up the fence a bit, eh? You know, Thel, I think he's got something.
Not standing for this, Phyllis. I'm going to report him to the Elevation Control Committee. That fence he's put up is bigger than a block of flats.
And it doesn't stop him looking down on us through his telescope from his bedroom window, though.
It's sheer waste of money.
On a fence like that?
No, on my binoculars. They're useless now. If that's the postman, you can tell him he's a disgrace to his uniform. I haven't had a letter addressed to me for a week.
Hello, I just dropped by to ask if you could spare a cup of sugar.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm out of sugar.
Who is it, Phyllis? Oh, it's Onassis again.
Now, don't be nasty. At least the people next door give me a title. They call me Lord Nuffield.
I'll ask you kindly not to use bad words in the presence of my wife.
What bad words?
I distinctly heard you say the people next door.
Aren't you speaking yet? I thought you'd have kissed and made up by now.
With the monstrosity of a fence like that outside our window, I'd like to know who put him up to that.
So would I. I'd give him what for.
I'd rather have a cup of sugar. Are you sure you haven't got any sugar?
No.
Oh, that's a pity. I nearly had an idea about that thing.
Oh, well, perhaps there is half a cup full there, Phyllis. Would you get it, Phyllis?
Oh, well, all right, Gerald.
Now then, what's your idea?
Well, it's only made of wood, isn't it? Mm. I know a place down the road where you can borrow a thing for making hoes.
What a ridiculous suggestion.
Why?
Well, I've got a thing for making holes myself.
Sugar.
Oh, good. I'll bring the cup back sometime.
You won't even take it away. Lift the flap on your pocket and I'll pour it in.
During the night.
Hey?
Yeah. They've got a big viewing window in it, and Gerald and Phyllis are sitting on the other side making funny faces.
But I'll fix them. Here, fetch me that can of black paint from the garage.
I was sitting at my dressing table trying on some old hats when I saw Gerald watching me and laughing.
But how could he be watching you? I blacked out that viewing window he put in the fence.
Yes, I know, but now he's sitting on a tennis umpire's chair up on his roof. Harry! Harry!
Oh, for Pete's sake, now what's happening?
It's Peeping Gerald again.
No, don't tell me he's back on the roof. I've driven him off there half a dozen times with my air gun.
No. I can't see him, but I know he's there. There's half a dozen periscopes staring at me over the top of the fence.
Now, I've called you in here to my chambers to see if this case cannot be settled amicably out of court. Mr. Duff, you maintain that your privacy was invaded.
No, he never got as far as there. But it got to the stage where we couldn't go anywhere without feeling we was being watched.
Oh, yes, an uncomfortable feeling. Yes, I experienced it with my first wife. I gather you remonstrated with him.
Well, in a way, yes. Harry made a hole in the fence and turned the hosepipe on him.
And I gather that you took exception to that action, Mr. Loder.
Yes, I considered it unfriendly.
So what did you do?
I registered a protest.
How?
I cut his water off.
Yes, mate, it's still off. Except in what used to be the garden, only it's a lake now.
Mrs. Duff, please, I'm sure it cannot be so bad. No doubt the water will drain away in time.
Oh, no. I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about me and my sister. Us that were always so close.
She's still close. She's as mean as he is.
You belt up, Harry Duff.
I
said belt up. It's you two that started this. Always arguing. You couldn't even have a decent scrap without fighting about it. Huh? I want a boat
put in prison for alienating me from your little sister.
To dispose of half the problem. And now, what about you two?
Well, I don't know.
Suppose you shake hands and forget it.
All right. If he'll offer me his hand, I'll take it.
Oh, no. You offer me your hand, and I'll take it.
Oh, no. You
yes,
offer first.
You started it.
No, I'm not going to do anything.
Just a moment. There's a simple solution. Close your eyes, the pair of you. Now, each put out a hand, and I'll join them. There you are. Just call me Solomon. Now, open your eyes and shake hands. There we are.
Yes. Glad it's worked out like this, Jerry. Mate.
So am I, Harry. Mate.
Well. Never again, eh?
No. Never again.
Oh, no. We can't let things like this happen.
Of course not.
No, I'm sorry, Jerry.
That's all right.
Splendid. Now you can stop shaking hands now.
Tell him to let go first.
No. Him must let go first.
Now that's enough. Duck. Let go of my hand.
Are you threatening me, Loader? Because if you are, mate...
Yes, just as long as I know where I stand, that's all.
You're standing in the same place as
you. I don't know whether you mean to let go of my hand.
Carmel, please.
Paul Mall, please.
Carmel, please.
Whether you say Pall Mall or Paul Mall, you get London's superb cigarette. Rothman's Pall Mall. Super filter, super flavor, super gold pack. Look for the red and blue ribbon of quality. Rothman's Pall Mall. Yes?
I've lost my gold watch.
That all?
Well, no. We've been burgled. Everything's gone.
Really?
And the burglars stole our car.
Anything else?
Yes. The dog bit the postman and he's suing us.
Fine. I'll call Standard Bank.
Standard Bank?
Well, the Standard Bank handles all our insurance, darling. We get instant cover and pay premiums monthly. Whatever happens, we're covered. What's that noise?
That was It's Your Deal with David Horner, Gillian Lomberg, Jim Williams, and Valerie Miller-Brown, joined tonight by Frank Graham. The script was written and produced by Tom Meehan and directed by Brian Squires. Join Springbok Radio next Monday at 9:30 for another half hour in Blossom Avenue with our battling friends and neighbors.
Smirnoff times aren't planned, they just happen. All you need is a bottle of Smirnoff and a little imagination. Phone your friends, bring on the mixers, and have yourself a breathless experience.
Because Smirnoff vodka lets you be yourself, night and night, really.